cooperation. Yet today we face alarming challenges to these very principles. The proposed pandemic treaty by the World Health Organization threatens to grant excessive powers to an unelected global body, undermining the sovereign right of nations to protect their citizens as they see fit. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we witnessed how hastily imposed global measures not only deepened existing inequalities, but also led to widespread human rights violations. Any future pandemic response must be built on respect for human dignity without compromising local needs and freedoms. It is essential to remember that people, not international organizations, are the true stewards of their own health and well-being. Centralized global mandates, which fail to account for the diversity of cultures and societies, risk alienating citizens and eroding the trust between governments and the governed. The centralization of power under the WHO risks eroding basic civil liberties. A pandemic response that disregards fundamental rights such as freedom of movement, expression, or the right to refuse medical interventions cannot be justified. We cannot fight a health crisis by undermining the very rights that protect our humanity. Citizen Go, supported by over 3 million active citizens, calls on member states to ensure that any international health regulations place dignity, freedom, and national sovereignty at their core. A response to future pandemics must empower, not control, nations and their citizens. Thank you.
Hi, thank you. I give the
floor. Je vous remercie. Je donne la parole à Maroc International.
Bien.